ready to go far and start walking. Don't ever say it's over if I'm breathing. Racing to the moonlight and I'm speeding. I'm headed to the stars, ready to go far and start walking. Don't ever say it's over if I'm breathing.
Adrian Wojnarowski posting moments ago. Per ESPN sources, the Milwaukee Bucks are preparing to be without two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo for the start of their opening round series against the Indiana Pacers, but are hopeful treatment of his left calf strain will allow him to return sometime later in the series.
That's good. So yeah. The nice part about these series, because there's so many series going on, they stretch.
Yeah.
They're long.
That's what JG said, yeah.
So that part is good. I think it's going to be a dog tussle regardless. I saw Windy on Get Up this morning.
Was he doing the thing that he does?
He did not do that, but him and Legler both. And not many people I go to for basketball knowledge outside of myself. Legler and Windy are two. And both thought, even with a fully loaded Giannis, it was a coin toss series. Without Giannis, neither of them think the Bucks can win.
Well, that's not positive.
It's not, but I like their honesty.
Yeah, they're great. No doubt. I've met Legler several times. He is fantastic and he's very insightful. I am curious, though, what you make of someone else who talks a lot of basketball besides you and besides Evan Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Stephen A. Smith.
Okay. He's covered the league for a long time.
We, as a group, got a text from our buddy Justin Garcia, the Bucks buddy of Wilde and Tausch fame, and also on the Bucks Radio Network, who had also seen this clip. Now, Jesse, I understand that yesterday, when we tried to play some audio, that there were some glitches. So when I say...
When Jesse's rocking the glasses, I feel like he's not fully engaged. I don't know why.
You feel like Jesse's not fully engaged?
When he's wearing the glasses. Yeah, it feels like, oh, I rolled out of bed. I didn't really get up moving. It just feels different when you're wearing the glasses.
See, I think it's the opposite. I think when I'm wearing the glasses,
you're more professional?
Yeah, we're more professional. Professorial.
We'll let our fans decide.
Professorial. Well, Professor, if you would be so kind as to play what Stephen A. Smith said so we can discuss it, that would be great.
If Milwaukee loses, I said, I think you need to consider moving Dame up out of there. Let me explain. I'm not talking about his game. He's not happy there. Now, he's got a lot of distractions, which are his business, and we wish him nothing but the best. Because a lot of us would not be able to handle it as well as he's handling it. But nevertheless, whatever support system that you're looking for, and I'm sure they got love for him and they try to support him or whatever, but it's one of those situations where if you are not happy in a situation, albeit because of outside reasons.
Right. He wanted to go to Miami.
And I know he wanted to go to Miami, too. Let's call it what it is. I mean, you got all of that going on. That's a lot to deal with.
Dame time. So, I still love that video. What do you think?
I'm concerned, and I think Stephen A. is right. He wanted to go to Miami.
Yep.
I think he reluctantly decided to come, and obviously the Milwaukee Bucks had to give up a bunch to get Dame here, and I'm excited about that. But Stephen A., for as provocative as
he is provocative.
He's very well researched, and he said something about Stephon Diggs not being happy, and everybody said, you're crazy. You ain't going anywhere. Boom. Stephon Diggs, deuces B. And I think Windy, they played this on Get Up this morning, and my guy Windy said, that's not the question. That's not what Bucks fans should be asking. It's, is old 3-4 going to be happy? If this thing goes and you now have two seasons where your first round exit,
oh boy,
is Giannis. Because we could say, well, Giannis signed, he's got a long-term deal. The NBA ain't about that. The NBA is about keeping your stars happy, and if they're not, you're going to trade them. And we don't have to like it, James Harden has found his way to get traded 50 times now.
Yes, he has.
And stars get to do what stars want to do. And it can be sometimes on a whim. You can kind of force the hand. But that's the question Wendy had. And that's the question Bucks fans should be freaking out about. And are we insecure? Yeah. Because we all know if old 3-4 don't want to be here, this is going to be a total and upright reload, rebuild from the studs. So how this thing shakes out is going to be very important. The Dollar Dame piece of it, if that is how this shakes and you have to trade him for a bunch of picks and something else, we can live with that. Can't live with old 3-4 saying, this just ain't working. That's when things get freaky.
So I know that you know a lot about the NBA, as we've discussed many times. I don't know, was that trade something that Giannis really wanted, pushed for? Because if he, again,
you're very good friends with John Horst. I saw John when I was at the Bucks game.
I saw him in the hallway.
When you were sitting in David Gruber's seats.
Uh-huh.
Got a chance to spend some time with John Horst.
Oh, really?
I did. I asked him some college guys questions because I want to make sure I'm still as educated as I need to be.
NBA guy, yeah.
And I just don't think there's anything that's done around there without at least some type of glancing talk to Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Right, I agree. So my question is, if he was all in for this and really wanted it, and then it hasn't worked out, and Stephen A. Smith's not the first person that I've heard say that Damian Lillard does not seem happy in Milwaukee.
And he drove down to a Bulls game just to chill, to watch his former team. Most basketball guys during the grind of a season are more interested in just chilling. Now, you go down to Chicago, you do some shopping, get a steak, do all that.
Sure, yeah.
To go and sit and watch a game on an off day when neither of your teams are playing, that sends some red flags for me, too.
So, and you heard Stephen A. Smith, he's dealing with some personal stuff as well, which I've heard. So, I'm not disappointed in his effort, or I don't know enough about him, but he does not exude, and he's a pretty reserved guy, it would appear. He does not exude I'm just so pleased as punch to be here. And if that factors in, I don't know.
One of the things we should all look at is this is a long season. The Bucks rode the wave. Dollar Dame is a playoff assassin. I can recall taking Portland to the conference finals, hitting logo threes to beat. I don't remember who they beat, but he beat him, and that's when he flashed up the old bop, 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 bop.
Sure.
And gutted him. So until this all plays out, I'm not really that concerned about it. But if it does play out the way some experts think, there are going to be some ripples.
Yeah.
You can't have bigger the payroll than that is going on and the all-in attitude that you've done, and this team is old. Dollar Dame's getting old. And the Bucks have no resources.
Clock's ticking, some might
The
say.
Bucks have no resources to do anything. All their draft picks are gone. They're up against it. So this is it. Dollar Dame needs to play big boy basketball when it comes to whenever they start Sunday night in Milwaukee.
We'll ask our buddy Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike about this coming up next. You heard Tausch mention that I did sit in David Gruber's seats at a game recently. He has been a great friend, and I hope I never have to have him in my life, anything beyond our friendship. But if there ever comes a time where someone that I care about or me are seriously injured in an accident, you know who I'm calling. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Go to gruber-law.com to find out more. Evan Cohen joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.